Hello, this is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to week 7 on the Mediterranean Wellness Program. We're talking about behavioral chains of events, and what does it even mean? What that means practically for me and you is that there are times when you make a bad decision that is the end of a cascade of decisions that you made a long time ago. And if you don't recognize what those are, you will never, ever, ever, ever head them off. So for example, if you skip lunch one day because you're stressed or busy or gotta go, don't have time, an outcome can be that when you're driving home, you are ravenous and you whip into the get-go or the 7-Eleven and there you are rationalizing that you have to fill your car with gas in front of all that junk food, and what do? Once you're there, you get the chips and the Kit Kat bars and the sodas or whatever you have, and then by the time you get home, you're not really that hungry, but you feel like you have to eat, so you overeat anyway, and then you feel bad about yourself, and so by 11 o'clock at night, you feel like you've blown your diet anyway, so you might as well go face down to the Breyers bucket, and it's just one thing after another that all started from not eating well at lunch, or being stressed and eating something. But you get my point that the chain of events started somewhere. Your homework, what I need you to do, is to think backwards in time within your own chain of events that ultimately lead to bad behavior. When you find yourself overconsuming or eating bad foods or avoiding exercise or being stressed while you're eating, that's when this week you need to look backwards, find the chain of events that led you there. That's the only way you can head it off in the future. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions at all, please let us know. Info@willclower.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.